giving your phone a Facebook facelift.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. New Facebook software will be like soaking an Android phone in a social media marinade. Do what you want with the phone, but it'll still taste and smell like Facebook. Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter Queena Kim was there as Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg unveiled the app called Home that by hook or by crook will encourage you to watch your Facebook news feed.
It's really sort of groundbreaking, or at the very least, a very radical re-envisioning of the smartphone homepage. At the event, Zuckerberg said that on average, we go to our homepage of our phone about 100 times a day. And what we normally see is just like a bunch of apps. You have to click on the app. What this new product does is the minute you turn on your phone, you just see big photos that your friends have posted or status updates. Pretty much you're like right in the middle of your stream, but you don't have to click anything to get there.
There's also a phone from the manufacturer HTC that comes preloaded with Facebook Home. While some wags are calling Facebook's big announcement on Thursday the fanciest screensaver anyone's ever seen, Farhad Manju at Slate Magazine also got a good look at this and thinks that Home will work for a lot of people.
Many, many hundreds of millions of people around the world use Facebook as kind of their main app on desktop, on phones. Facebook is, you know, the most popular app on most mobile phone platforms, and it's also the one that people kind of spend most of their time in. For those people, this turns your phone into the thing that you do most with it. It sort of gives you that experience front and center.
Especially if the phone is used by cutting-edge tastemakers, also known as teenagers.
There's been some fears for a while that Facebook is kind of losing the teenage audience. The kind of the vanguard of internet users are moving away from it, and so this might be a way for them to get that group back.
The first version of Home won't have ads on the so-called cover page, the screen users see first on their phone, but later versions could come with ads a-flashing.